This is Adamu with the Critical Resistance Newsflash. There are currently over 20,000 foreign-born prisoners in California state prisons. Yet in the past 3 years, the California Department of Corrections has not permitted a single prisoner to transfer to his or her country of origin under the provisions of the International Prisoner Transfer Program. This little-known program allows prisoners to request a transfer to their country of origin and upon acceptance by that country, be transferred there to serve the remainder of their term. The California Department of Corrections was recently subjected to harsh criticism from an Assembly Budget Subcommittee for its failure to implement the program or even inform prisoners of its existence. To find out more information, call Jonathan Bagatellos at the California Board of Prison Terms at 916-323-1769. Once again, 916-323-1769.
April 19th marked the 30th anniversary of Herman Wallace and Albert Woodfox's solitary confinement in Louisiana's Angola State Prison. Wallace and Woodfox are two of the internationally known Angola Three. The third man, Robert King Wilkinson, was released from prison on February 8th, 2001. Last year, the ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Angola Three, alleging that 30 years in prison is cruel and unusual punishment. In response to a motion by the state of Louisiana to dismiss the suit, federal magistrate Dosi Dalby recently ruled that the ACLU may pursue their claim because it is difficult to imagine a more extraordinary confinement.
On April 24th, a Senate Budget Subcommittee voted to cut 2002-2003 funding for the proposed Delano II prison. The subcommittee's move came one day after State Senator Richard Polanco, Assemblywoman Dionne Ariner, and a statewide coalition of nearly 70 organizations called for a halt to the project. The state budget must now go to a conference committee and then on to the full legislature. Noting that Governor Gray Davis's proposed budget cuts has hit everything except prisons, Rose Braz of Critical Resistance said, quote, despite the power of the prison guards union, the state prison budget is not immune from the chopping block. For the Critical Resistance Newsflash, I'm Adamu with Tracy Curry.